Well, we are getting ready to do a radio show here. Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, once again, is coming on the air July 18th. And, of course, we've got time for the old sidekick. We've been busy. I'm going to show everybody that has a viewer on. I will show you the newest receptor for the heart chakra that we've developed. We've got some new products now, which are really cool. And we want to share them with you. The nice thing about being on TV now, we can show stuff. Last week we had on Stanton Friedman, who was awesome. And he had a great sound of book, and we showed a lot of pictures. I guess that's the call for Steve Barish. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
Good. I heard the horn calling you.
Oh, great.
So what's going on with you today?
Well, the energies in my room have been extremely powerful, Fred. I've been using the projectors every day, and instead of one ball of light coming out of them, there's two balls of light that's hitting each of the diamonds, and it's about 4 inches around. And the center of the table, there's a ball that's about 12 inches around.
Wow.
So everything is becoming a lot more powerful, Fred. My clients are leaving a lot more, being a lot more sensitive and very grounded, very truthful within themselves. It's really amazing what's happening with the projectors right now.
Oh, yeah. I know there's a lot of people out there really need them right now to bring their financial up to speed, because they're not using them.
Right.
And or don't have them, and all these mortgages are taking place, people going broke, banks closing. If they all had projectors, they'd all be making millions right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You notice that?
Yes, absolutely. The projectors are so powerful. I'll tell you what else I'm finding out that's very, very interesting. Your music?
Yeah.
It's affecting the DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable, Fred. I'm watching the DNA almost in delight.
So which music do you like the best?
The one with the Pleiadian ship on it. It's incredible.
Oh, that would be Galactic Meditation.
It's just wonderful. It's just it actually excites the whole inside of the body.
Yeah, you know what? That was a funny story about that. I was over in Germany, and I recorded that on a Sony DAT deck, digital audio deck.
Right.
And it had one track. It was messy. I was noisy. So it was
right.
A two-track recording with Werner Ehrens over in Hamburg, Germany.
Right, right.
And we used 19 Japanese bowls, which I'm sure you hear those puppies ringing, right?
Yes.
And then you heard the synthesizers that I used.
Yes.
And it was really cool. It was really nice having all that going on. But anyway, when the recording was done, it was a little floppy.
Mm-hmm.
So we took it over to a German producer, a friend of Warren's,
and
he fixed it, believe it or not.
Fantastic.
So let's just, for the heck of it, let's see if this will sell. So I said, okay. And he put it out on the whatever. I don't think we had much internet in those days. It was back in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And it sold 250,000 copies in 1 month.
Yeah, it's incredible, Fred. When we were at your house, you played that.
Yeah.
And the energy that was coming from the lasers to the projectors to the crystals, I mean, I felt like I was really out in the cosmos. It was unbelievable. Boy, if anybody can get a chance to watch your show, it's incredible.
Yeah, we played some other music over there.
Yes.
Remember another time we were in Germany, had the Air Force come out because three big ships came in, remember?
Yes.
That was pretty good, too.
That's cool stuff.
I'm just going to, we have a new one here, a new receptor. It's going to be on we're changing the website a little bit on the front page. People that do that are a little slow.
Okay.
I'm going to hold this up so people can see this. See how it comes out now. Now this is we make these are special. We can do these in gold or silver. This one you see is all sapphire. It's one like Steve wears, except he has diamonds on the bridge. And this particular one has sapphires on the bridge. Pretty cool, huh?
That's wild.
So for the heart chakra, or, you know, high blood pressure, whatever, you know, a person wants to deal with, this thing is really exquisite. It's a new design that we came up with, and we can put rubies, emeralds, whatever you want on the bridge.
Right.
And we've done a few custom orders before, but we got a special bridge now for this. And so I want everybody to see that. Everybody can see. Have you got your computer on so you can see it too?
No, I don't. I've got the computer on, but I ordered a new computer, so it should be here next week.
Well, you've been looking at computers now for about a year, right?
Yes.
you said you're going to buy one any minute.
Well, I'm trying to find. I know that you've got a Sony, and you seem to like it a lot.
Well, I have two Sonys, but I don't like the Vista, and the Sony doesn't. The Sony doesn't have any drivers to get the Vista out of it.
Right.
And Vista screws up. It screws up every time I use it. I go on a place that says it can't go to this website. It goes there anyway, and then you have to get rid of a big message.
Right.
So I
think
if you could get Dell makes a nice one. We bought another Dell for downstairs.
You did.
Office.
Okay.
And they still use XP. You want to stay with XP.
Okay.
Even Microsoft has admitted that the Vista's no good now. We thought they were going to fix it with Service Pack 1 and 2, but didn't do anything. Didn't even notice it.
Well, I've been looking at an HP, and that seems to be a good computer, too, but if you're talking about
it, make sure it doesn't have Vista in it.
I don't want to get that.
Yeah. You're probably better off with a Dell at this point. You can order it online.
Okay.
And they're not that much. You can probably get it for under $1,000.
Right.
Really nice one. The Dell we have, we really like it.
Right.
But from what I understand, Microsoft's not going to fix Vista because they can't. It's so crappy. They're just coming out with another program called Wave 7, whatever that is.
Okay.
We'll wait and see. I'll be glad when they come out with quantum computers.
Yeah.
Then, of course, you won't have much privacy unless you have one because they can crack any other computer code in milliseconds.
There's something interesting happening with the nuclear receptor, Fred. You know that I can look through my back and watch the receptor change as the light comes in and out.
Right.
And the light is almost twice as much.
Yeah.
So there must be some kind of new energy that's coming in that's promoting that.
Well, what's happening is we move around the Pleiades every 25,827.5 years.
Right.
And so we have 2,250-year epic cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have these epic cycles, the energy shifts.
Right.
Okay, we're in a full moon right now. It just started yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And that changes the surface tension on the body.
Yes.
So if you're wearing a nuclear receptor, it changes the surface tension for the betterment of the body.
Right.
If you don't have one on, what happens is it causes you to get frustrated, angry, and a lot of people get paranoid and all kinds of schizoid and all kinds of things happen.
Right.
Because of all the pollution, and especially with all this satellite targeting that's going on in the middle of America now, where satellites in space now, instead of abducting people, they just broadcast entire groups of people now.
Yeah.
Horrible negative radionic signals that cause you to have to go down and take a lot of drugs, Xanax, Ritalin,
mm-hmm.
all these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So big pharma can make lots of money.
Yes.
It's all part of a big scheme.
Yes.
So, and now to get everybody screwed up by the year 2012, that's only, basically 4 years away.
4 years away, right.
You know, less than 4 years, three and a half years away, they really got to turn on the juice to people now.
Right.
So that's why it's very important, I feel anyway, to have the nuclear receptor and to have, all the normal stuff that we use, like especially the star orb and even
yes.
the flamethrowers.
Yeah. I have the pyramid over my bed, and that's been really helpful. It really keeps your mind very, very focused. Very focused.
So you use that with your hydrogen generator?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
About how
I've been playing that hydrogen generator like you can't believe. I mean, people are really, they can actually feel changing the inside of the body.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is crossing my hands and playing both sides, just bringing the balls together, and it's just absolutely incredible. And it seems to be people are really, really getting very focused with it. And I noticed there's a lot of people that come into the room, and they also notice it. They said, "Oh, the room's full of people, isn't it?" I said, "Yep, you bet." So there's a lot happening. A lot happening with that. And I would suggest people to take a look at that, because that's really something else.
Oh, yeah. You know, it makes the most beautiful sounds. We're going to be, with the X1 Healing Project, hopefully moving forward now, we're going to be using a lot of that those sounds. I've got a lot of new studio equipment that I bought, and we're going to be hooking all that up.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we hook it all up, then we're going to have some recordings available of the mm-hmm. hydrogen generator along with the synthesizer.
Right.
That's going to be available only to the people that have, you know, quantum entanglement equipment, such as the projector system. It's not going to be available just to the general public because it's too powerful.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
You have to be conditioned somewhat in these different quantum fields. In order to handle all this, otherwise you're going to get too high and too spaced out, and become dysfunctional. I've already seen that happen to people. It sounds kind of funny that could happen, but believe me, I've seen people dysfunctional because they couldn't handle the energy.
Right. They have to be very grounded with it, and it's really, really important to be grounded. I had a phone call from Indonesia the other night, and
how's your show doing?
The show's doing really great. Having a lot of fun. We were talking about compassion last week.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I had a lot of phone calls. I think I had 6 or 7 phone calls. And it was fantastic. And I did a lot of healing. And it's really going well. Thank you.
Yeah, I noticed on your archives you don't post any titles or descriptions.
No, I have to. I want to sit down and talk to you about that because there's a lot I need to do.
Yeah, I put one description on there for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I put one on there.
Thank you.
I might put a few more on when I have time.
Okay, great.
They're going to be pretty wild descriptions, though.
Yeah, how you doing with the X1?
Oh, it's we're waiting to get that other property so we can get get some people hired to start putting it together and assembling it. We looked at property out in Temecula recently.
Right. That's wonderful.
We need a big facility to build these things in quantities.
Right.
The world is definitely ready for them.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on, Fred, a tremendous amount.
Yeah, how's your master crystal working?
The master crystal is absolutely, it operates all by itself. I have it under the table, and I moved it up to the solar plex, and people are actually doing a lot more releasing with the solar plex than they are with the heart. So it's really incredible. They're feeling the heat. There's a tremendous amount of heat coming from the top of the projector, top of the master crystal, and it's coming right through the massage table, and you can actually see the energy of it come out through the top of the head, through the bottom of the feet, through the heart. I'll tell you, the master crystals are something else. I just hope there's a lot of experienced energy workers out there because these master crystals really work.
Oh yeah. We just sold one to a guy that runs the Rays of Truth TV website. He bought one to set it up down there in the south in the Paraguay where that show comes out of. That you ever sign into the Rays of Truth TV website down there at all?
No, I haven't. Is it pretty good?
Yeah, you should check it out. I'll give you the password sometime and you can check it out.
Okay, that's
probably
cool.
You have to pay to be on it, but. We can get you on. There's a lot of, I have a lot of videos on there.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of videos that I collect off the internet and other places. Sometimes I make them. Several we made ourselves over here showing where spaceships land and stuff.
Right.
So that the subscribers get to get all that stuff free, you know, once they pay their little monthly thing. And there's always a new lecture on there, something that nobody else has ever heard before.
I'll have to listen to that.
Then I have a lot of guest people on there, too. You know, complete, you know, 10-hour video workshops and that with different, you know, really powerful guests.
That's great, Fred.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what else is happening. I noticed my fingertips. The energy is coming through as a round light at the end of my fingertips.
Right.
I suspect it has a lot to do with the projector, the master crystal, and when I sleep under the pyramid.
Yeah, it's like a combination.
I think so, and I notice that when I hold my hand out, and I'm about 12 feet from my wall in the living room, and I can see the light coming from my fingers hitting the other end of the wall.
Yeah.
So there's a lot happening. I think your products are incredible. They're just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun with all this stuff. But the one that I love is the projector that I wear. That's a cat's meow.
And which one do you have now?
I have the solid silver with diamonds in it.
Oh, yeah. Have you done a lot of healing work with that?
Oh, yeah.
How about miracles? How many miracles have you guys had this week?
I had people that dissipate the in the breast, the tumors.
Yeah.
And they've actually dissipated. So it seems to be working very well.
Yeah,
and I had a woman in Toronto, a gentleman that I've been working with, his mother, and about 3 months ago, her legs were black in the hospital. They were talking about removing her legs, and he called me right away, and I sent energy over to her over the phone, and the next day her legs were pink.
Oh, that's good.
So I suspect that it has a lot to do with the projectors and the projector that I wear and the nuclear receptor. You know, I notice that when I wear the nuclear receptor with the projector, I wouldn't suggest it for everybody, but there's such a big change in energy.
Oh, yeah.
The energy shifts are just absolutely incredible. I've been watching my cells, and my cells are brighter light than they've ever been before. So the energy that's coming through, I think that's got a lot to do with it, Fred.
Yeah, well, what I have here nearby in my studio here, which is also part of my kitchen in this little house, is a very powerful microscope. It's got an optical setup to go directly onto the computer so I can record.
Right.
And what we're getting ready to do is record cellular changes with water.
Yes.
And freezing water with people and the energy of the projector and the receptor.
Right.
So we're going to have those available, you know, on the internet eventually. You know,
right.
Everything always takes forever around here.
Right.
So that we can show people the changes of before and after of wearing a receptor.
Yes.
We can do that with blood samples. We can do a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You know, just an example. If you go to a McDonald's or somewhere, and you eat one of those big fat hamburgers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens is that your blood will thicken about 20, 25, maybe 30% for at least the next 2 or 3 hours until all that fat is assimilated in the body.
Right.
If you're using some of our pyramid devices and the receptors, that coagulating process is greatly reduced. That doesn't mean I condone, you know, abusing yourself, because I don't even eat meat, but I don't recommend anybody does, but some people just can't help it. They have to have that fat taste, you know?
Yep.
And so this will help reduce the damage, because what happens is when people do that and they do it too much, it causes the plaque to build up,
mm-hmm.
and then they end up with a disease called atherosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
So this helps eliminate that. The other thing is, with the water so radioactive now,
yes.
15% radioactive versus what it was 40 years ago before they started doing all this testing with nuclear equipment.
Yes.
And also in those days we had far more oxygen. You know, when we have more carbon dioxide on the planet, as we do, as CO2 level rises, well, then the oxygen level decreases.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can get into situations where you're underground in a parking lot, like in New York one day.
Mm-hmm.
We were measuring the oxygen down there in one of those parking lots in the middle of summer, and there really wasn't any. It was just like none there, and hardly, but positive ions. So this can cause a person to, you know, basically collapse.
Yeah.
So the second thing is, when you have a lower amount of oxygen, as we do on the planet worldwide right now, this causes the body to harbor more carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. Well, these two elements are antagonists of vitamin E and several anti-free radical substances that are normally in the body. So this causes a deposit of radiation in the female mammary gland and the male prostate gland, these conditions.
Right.
So that then leads to cancer. If the pH of the person then goes off and they have a large amount of radiation, they're a walking time bomb as far as their lives are concerned. And that's why when you wear a receptor, especially the silver or gold ones, you need to wash them every single day.
Yes.
Because rather than your prostate become radioactive, the receptor does.
Yes.
So that ought to tell a bit of a story. Thirdly, if you were to take a pregnant woman and she's 9 months pregnant or 8.5 months pregnant and take her across a state line, she can theoretically be arrested by the FDA for carrying radioactive substance across the state line. That's her breast milk. And she can be also arrested for carrying a toxic substance, which would be DDT.
Mm.
I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
That
any pregnant woman that's had any dairy products put in their system, and had anything to do with fresh vegetables that have been bought in the store.
Yeah.
So then, with those conditions set up, imagine what it's like to now have the child, and even if you were a good person and not smoked or drank during the term pregnancy, you're still, juicing the kid with a lot of radioactivity,
right,
which can lead to mongolism, autism, all kinds of tons and tons of new diseases are every day that affect the mentality of these kids. The behaviors, they become lackadaisical at early ages, as you can see in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens when people don't take care of themselves and they don't even know they're wrecking themselves. That's why I feel it's really important for people to use this stuff. Because 30 years ago when I started this company, or 35 years ago now almost, I saw all this coming. You know, when people listen to my Saturday night shows on Channel 2 or Channel 3, whatever one it's on, the tapes on, they'll hear my lectures from 30 years ago talking about the conditions of today.
Yes.
30 years ago when I gave those lectures, about 10% of the people paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
it's a little different. Now
right.
it's about 80% pay attention. The other 20% are already walking dead people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know you've got, I think, about 40,000 people a month that listen to your programs.
Yeah, well, that's how many hit the archives. I don't know how many actually listen to the show.
Well, the archives are really, really busy, I know, because they told me that you had 40,000 people in your archives, so it's really incredible.
Do you ever go in there?
No, Fred, I have not. I haven't had the time.
So I'm the only one that goes into your archives.
Really?
Well, I check yours out once, so I'll make sure you're doing the job, you know.
Well, I always thank you at the end of the archives.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I always thank you for that. But it's, I'll tell you, these necklaces are really incredible, Fred. There's something very powerful happening to them right now. It's almost doubled in the energy that I'm receiving through them.
Yeah. When you hear the expression, Mercury goes retrograde like it did about three, 4 weeks ago.
Right.
What happens is Mercury is a very fast planet going around the sun. It goes around, 33 days, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Versus our 365 and a quarter days. And when it goes around the sun at a certain transition angle, it creates a field pattern that goes on to the DNA pattern, the tensile surface tension of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it constricts the capillaries in the adrenals, causing a higher level of adrenaline to flow. But this is not a good form of adrenaline. It's a LDL type, which
mm-hmm.
is a lipoprotein that's not good for the body. So people start having accidents and do all those kinds of things.
Mm.
But what happens is, then there's a good time, opposite of the retrograde of Mercury,
mm-hmm.
is a good time for the body. When the good time happens, then the surface tension of the body relaxes. The adrenals now put out the HDL corticosteroids, and what happens is you feel really good, and you can go into your inner self and your inner consciousness.
Right. Right.
So the receptor works to help both things. It slows down the LDL. And it increases the HDL levels of the body.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I didn't know that. You're always coming out with more information.
Well, remember this, that the protein combinations in the body combine a certain amount and they produce the hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And the hormone is the first unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness.
Right.
So you can get hormones in your brain that produce unconsciousness or consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of for me, for example, during retrograde Mercury, sometimes I wouldn't have my receptor on, right? I'd forget
right.
to put it on, even if, because I'm staying at home. I always
right.
wear it when I go out.
Right.
Got it on right now. I just came back from running some errands. Sometimes I forget, and then Mikkel says that, you know, you need to get that receptor on, man. You're crashing into things, knocking stuff off the shelves, because I get going too fast.
Yeah.
I'm just as susceptible to the retrograde energies as anybody else, but I know
right.
how to deal with them if I slow down long enough to remember what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
The humanness, and it's funny to live in a world where we have all these solar and planetary twists and tyrists that affect our consciousness. The fact is, this is what goes on. This really happens.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I've been doing an awful lot of energy work in that room. Boy, I'll tell you, those projectors are really firing.
How long have you had those now?
I think I was the first one to get them.
Yeah, you were probably one of the first ones.
I've got four of them right away and put them up on the wall. And I would call you every day and tell you what was happening.
Yeah.
And I remember the first day that I had them up, I had the Andromedans in the room.
Yeah.
But the incredible part about it was, I think about a week later, all the pyramids were lit up with energy. The the tips of the pyramid all had energy coming from them, and a single ball of light right in the center of the projector itself. And now the projectors have two balls of light that sit about 4 inches in front of both of the zircons.
Oh, cool.
And so that's really, really powerful. And I've had people actually walk up and feel those, and they're really, really... It's hot, Fred.
Do a lot of your clients use them or not?
Well, I try to talk them into buying the projectors, but they love coming into my room.
Yeah, they're spoiled.
My room is like a fantasy room. It is a fantasy room. And we create a tremendous amount of energy in that room. And the ball of light in the center of the room actually goes through the heart, through the spine, through everything. It's just a powerful ball of light. So I'm starting to talk to my clients about the governors above the chakras. There are governors above the chakras. The main governor, which sits at maybe about 4 feet above the belly button. And you can actually raise and lower the chakra levels through that governor. It's really interesting stuff. So there's a lot happening with the projectors that are allowing me to see even more. So I noticed the cellular levels in the body are becoming more productive in terms of energy in my clients.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm able to see more light in the cellular levels with the projectors than I did with using my own hands. So evidently something is getting fired up in that room pretty good.
Yeah, do you you had some Shaolutsi when you were out here, right?
Yes, I did. I used it. I bought three more bottles. I'm waiting for some clients to come in that could really use it.
Yeah, you should stock up on it tomorrow.
I think I'm going to order a couple cases of it.
Yeah, you need to get it. The government doesn't like that stuff in the country. They don't know how to categorize it. They keep trying to block the Vietnamese and Chinese from bringing it in, but they keep getting it in here. We don't know how much longer we'll have it, but you know, that's the stuff that started off in World War II with Fotai Ginseng and Gotu-Koa combination, the nice mix that eventually got rid of all the radiation poisoning from a lot of people, or prevented it from happening in the first place, and used with the projector and the receptor and the pyramids that you wear in your head, it produces an electrolyte process that greatly enhances the meditation and the effects of removing radiation from the body.
I think it also has something to do with clearing the arteries, Fred.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I think it really has a lot to do with it. So I've been using it. I take it about 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, I just remembered I haven't had any today, so I just went over to the counter here and got the bottle out, and I'll show it. I would show it up here so everybody could see it. It's an elixir. Not a drug, not alcohol. It's an elixir, and it is amazing stuff.
Oh, God, is it good.
You really feel good when you drink this, don't you?
Oh, man, unbelievable.
I could take everybody off of Valium and all these drugs. If they had this, they'd never look at those stupid prescription drugs again.
Yep, it's really, really good stuff. I noticed that my the arteries and veins are starting to clear.
Oh, yeah, it gets rid of varicose veins in a minute, you know.
Yeah. So there's a lot happening with this. I call you all the time. Well, you know, we're best of friends. But I call you all the time and tell you what different things are happening between the projectors, the receptors. But the Shaiwitzi is really incredible stuff. And I feel it burning up the center of the arteries.
Yeah, it does
the
that.
The plaque.
It's polygala multiform. And it's just amazing stuff.
It is.
This it doesn't last. One of these bottles, 17 fluid ounces, lasts me a couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah.
I probably do 2 shots every 3 or 4 days. I don't do it every day, but it's great on the radio show.
I do. I take it about 4 or 5 times a day.
You know,
I'm almost, I've only got 3 bottles left.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Yeah. So I think I might order a couple of cases when Monday rolls around.
Yeah, I'd get those orders in because my supplier, they're waiting for another shipment from China, and I'm going to go over there and pick up everything they have, and I guarantee you people will buy it all. Every time I load up on it, it's gone.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Because when I was out in California and doing the show, Mikel said, you got to try this stuff. I said, okay. And man, oh man, I was bouncing off the wall.
Yeah, you seem like you were levitating a little bit.
Oh, God, it was wonderful.
Have you done any levitation in your system at all?
People feel like they're levitating off the table.
Yeah.
When I brought the 3 pillars of light down from heaven at the show, and people's their faces were getting burnt, and their hands were getting burnt, and their ears were getting burnt.
Right.
And I think you said that you saw a couple of them levitating off the ground.
Well, yeah. When you mean with my seminar?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you did. You had them up on those stands, those camera stands, tripods.
Right. Okay.
You had them on each corner of this very large room, and I came in there, and people were hiring kites.
Yeah, they were really.
I would see yet.
Oh yeah. But that was really great. We put those projectors up in the room about, I think they were up about 5 feet all the way around north, south, east, and west. And we created a vortex in the room that was 5 miles high and 6 miles wide.
Wow. We have a caller on the line.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Wes. I'm from Florida, and I was calling in because earlier you were talking about the nuclear receptors.
Right, and we were talking about those.
And, well, I got a solid silver zircon, and just wanted to let you know that it's just awesome.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. How long ago did you get it?
It's been about 2.5 months, I think.
That's great.
Yeah, are you washing it off every day?
Yes, I am, just because I heard you all saying that it's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. What kind of stuff? What do you do? Where in Florida are you calling from?
It's Central Florida.
Oh, cool.
And, but man, it's just, you know, I didn't have a, you know, much of a concept you know, what it was going to do, but I knew it was sort of based a little bit like on pyramid effects.
Right. So yeah, well, that's the life force. Yeah, right.
Right. And you know, like when I was in high school, I had actually made a pyramid out of plexiglass, you know, with the right 52-degree angle and things. And I had put it, you know, cracked an egg open and put it in, and it actually rubberized the egg. It didn't spoil. So I kind of remembered that, and I went ahead and bought one. It's just, I mean, I play basketball, lift weights, and the difference now, I mean, I'm very in touch with my body, and it's just night and day difference.
Oh, yeah.
You lift weights?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not like a bodybuilder, but, you know, I just keep in shape. I lift like twice a week, and I play basketball about, you know, three or more hours a week. And, you know, I'm just saying that it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's better than I thought. It's really
yeah,
good.
No, I'm glad. How old are you anyway, if you might mind me asking?
I'm 50 years old.
50?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You know, he sounds like he's 14 or 15, doesn't he, Steve?
Unbelievable. I thought he was about 15 years old.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Nope.
What the are you retired? Do you work a lot or what?
No, I work. I do computer programming, tech support from my home office.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm kind of looking forward to getting a projector.
Oh, yeah, you want to get a projector, and you want to get a Star Orb at some point, too. Have you got one of those yet?
No.
They're
the only thing I've gotten so far is the receptor. Why do you say the Star Orb?
Okay, the Star Orb, when you start cleansing your body like that, there's a lot of ELF in your house, especially if you have a computer in there.
Oh,
so what you do, it's only a $200-some-odd device. It's not very expensive, and you connect it up. You hang it on the wall or on the ceiling. It's a nice-looking device. I had my camera, one in your handy. I'd show it on the camera. And you connect it to your wire to ground, or if you're in an apartment, to the cold water pipe. And then you hook another wire over to your plug. So you got two wires hooked, one to the ground, one to the plug. And then the third wire is your refrigerator. And what will happen is when you hook it to your refrigerator, you're going to see that your food will last 3 to 4 times longer because the ELF, the refrigerator acts like a Faraday cage and traps the extremely low frequency, which destroys the cells in the food. And so as a result of the Star Orb, which would be the next thing you would add, it negates that effect.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that's the next thing, because that's
yeah,
kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah, you definitely need to have that and then get the projector.
Excellent. Well, what is the difference, like, when I'm wearing the projector that I'll feel? I mean, what's it like? It's probably different for everybody.
Yeah, it is. I should have Mikkel come on the air here to tell you about it. When you we consider the receptor a battery charger, okay? It's making your DNA re-spiral and increasing the longevity of your cells. And it's a very necessary, it gets rid of radiation effects like we were talking about earlier of the, you know, storage in the prostate and the mammary glands of radioactive substances. And the strontium-90 in water, for example, all that stuff. And then what happens is when you put the projector on, it's like you're in another world. It's the way I can describe it.
Yes.
It allows you to think about something and it actually happens. You know, you have good thoughts, good things happen, and you can program your life in a different direction.
Well, you know, when you said that, you know, when I first started listening to you a while back, and Steve, you know, I kind of thought it was kind of spacey and, you know, it's
oh, yeah, I know.
Follow, but
yeah, I got the patent office doesn't think so, but I understand. Yeah, it sounds a little far out, and Steve talks about balls of light and all that stuff. But the bottom line is, once you've been to one of our seminars and seen the balls of light and all the stuff he talks about, then, you know, we have. You know, years ago I had, you know, just New Age people. Now I have engineers, physicists, scientists, medical doctors, rocket scientists, athletes, NFL, NBA players. I've got a client list of a choke a horse using this stuff now. And I even got Ken Norton on our website testifying. He won't take it off, you know. Movie stars. Everybody's using this stuff.
Oh, well, after getting the receptor, I mean, I had no intention of getting, you know, anything else. But, wow, after getting the receptor, I just said, well, there's no doubt I'm getting the projector. I mean, because it's just that good for me. I don't know if it hits everybody the same way. But,
yeah, Steve?
Yeah, actually it does, but it hits them in different levels. I know that when I wore the projector for the first time, I called Fred and told him that I saw the diamonds firing right turn, in other words, going positive. And they just lit up and just started to go faster and faster. So I know that it's definitely working, and it's extremely powerful. So what you ask for, you're going to get.
Yeah, and what happened with me was I'm pretty busy, and I like a lot of things to happen. I over-programmed for myself, and I've got four of them. One of them's right above my... right up here above me, and there's three more around in the room next to me. I overprogrammed, and you can do that, and you push yourself a little bit hard, so you got to be careful with them. Mikkel, my girlfriend and special woman in my life, she had never really worn one, and she has a very nice receptor that she wears. Well, I made this solid gold platinum based diamond, yellow diamond projector. And she was, you know, a little bit, her energy was low one day, so I said, why don't you try this? Well, she put it on, and she wore it for 4 months and wouldn't take it off. She wouldn't, kind of overwore it a little bit. So then, because she was getting just too far out there, and then she wasn't feeling comfortable anymore. So she took it off, and she learned how to balance and put her receptor back on. But during that four-month period, she wouldn't she'd take a shower with it. She slept with it. She wouldn't take it off. So, I mean, you can, she's a Leo like I am, and we are extremists. So what happens is it depends on who you are, what you're going to do with it. But I do recommend you balance it with a receptor because it will take you out there. It will absolutely, seem to me, unground you a little bit, you know. And that was our experience. My experience, I used it too much and got too many things going, and so I had to slow down on it. It takes a little getting used to because it works. It acts as quantum entanglement works. And I've had Michio Kaku on my show, who's a world-famous theoretical physicist. I'm talking right now to Leonard Susskind, who's the Felix Bloch professor up at Stanford University, to come on the show. These guys are theoretical. They're top theoretical Nobel, you know, almost Nobel Prize winners. And they all talk about quantum. This is the time, you know, of quantum entanglement and the hologram and quantum physics. It's just time for it to happen now. And the thing about anything in quantum is there is no time. And so what happens is when you have electrons in your body, which, you know, produce a lot of energy, it's your entire aura frequency is made up of electrons on one level, they release photons everywhere simultaneously all over space and time when you start wearing a projector. And you can measure it. A guy named Alan Elaine made measurements a while back with photons by themselves and found out these things will teleport instantaneously anywhere in space and time, and that pushed the speed of light right out the window. So I mean, I'm writing a book called The Inside Track that explains all this in great detail, including the history of it from 500 BC to now. But it's, all I can say is the stuff works. I also have three patents almost pending right now on the projector, which might have even been granted by now. So, and the receptor has been patented now for 7 or 8 years. So we have a track record here, and we have the necessary credentials to verify that the stuff works.
Well, I'm very interested in your new book. I'm still.
Oh yeah, I wish I could get it to you tomorrow. I wish I'd get it finished.
Well, Ray,
you get a lot of interruptions around here, but they're all good, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing sometimes. But that Raise the Truth book, that's just an amazing book.
Yeah, and anybody that doesn't have that out there listening, I recommend that you get the Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light book.
That's a fantastic book.
That's my telephone book. I'll hold it up here to the camera so everybody can see it. There it is. There's the telephone book. Its shipping weight is 5 pounds. That's a lot. It's got great pictures in it. I mean, it's got tons and tons of pictures in it. 3D.
Yeah, I've got two of them here, Fred. I lend them out once in a while.
Yeah.
And they like them so much that they order them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Mark McClanlis, that reverse engineered flying saucer that's in my book.
Yes.
Okay, he got a copyright on that because he's an illustrator for the government. In other words, Lockheed Skunk Works is one of his clients. And he goes out and he'll do a drawing of some new device like a spaceship for them.
I've seen
it, and he gets paid a lot of money. Well, when he sold me the rights, he licensed me the rights to that spaceship engine. He got in trouble with Lockheed. They won't hire him anymore.
Wow.
He's coming on the show in a few weeks to tell the story.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's called reverse engineering. ARV. Mm. Aerial reverse vehicle is what ARV means.
Well, guys, just wanted to call in and give you a testimonial because, you know, I really like the receptor
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on the show and
absolutely.
Call in again sometime. And have you checked out Steve's show yet?
Oh, yes. I've listened to Steve's show, a few of them now.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
Give him a call, too, you know.
Yeah,
if you have any friends that aren't feeling well and you want to help them, you know, Steve, he's there. He'll give you some healing. He's really good doing remote healing.
Well, I enjoyed talking with you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wes.
Okay, good night.
Well, Steve, it's always fun to get new people on. And
yeah. Nice young man. I thought he was about 15 or 16.
I did too. I thought he was like a surfer kid, you know?
Yeah.
That was great. You can tell how a person's energy is by their voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I know. We sound like a couple old dirty drag racers.
Well, we are dirty drag racers.
I know.
You're selling your Corvette, aren't you?
Yeah. You know what? Let me tell you how smart I am. Right. I went down to the shop today where it is. I took my digital camera, took about 25 pictures of it, and then realized I didn't have any film in the camera. How's that? It's a digital, you know, digital film,
right.
Special card. That's how smart I am. You know, I'm a rocket scientist. I can't take a darn picture, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to go down tomorrow and do the whole thing over again.
Are you going
to put the top up, put the top down.
Right,
you
right,
know, shots
right.
of the motor. I just really worked hard on this for a whole hour, and then I had to get back and do this show. Then I get home, and I know it says no CF card, meaning no film.
For anybody that's interested, he's got a 1,000-horsepower Corvette.
Yeah, I do.
Unbelievable. Hello?
Caller, is that a caller or just some noise?
I don't know if it's noise or call. Is anybody out there?
Yeah, can you hear
me? There's a caller.
Oh, there we go.
Who's calling in? Who's that?
Can you hear me now?
Can you speak up a little bit?
Okay, just a second.
Yeah, that sounded okay.
Yeah, that sounded right.
That better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Bill here, I'm a long-time listener, and that show I talked to Steve. I just had a question about the receptor, if you can hear me.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm kind of not an NHR driver or any history like that, but I do have some experience in that of line of work, and in context with receptor, my jeweler friend there, he was doing a repair on the bridge,
right?
And he suggested instead of claws for the bone, to put a bezel fitting.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask if that would still allow the reception. Receptor device to function properly versus
it'll work fine. If a bezel is fine. We've actually made a few custom pieces with a bezel. Just make sure that if he puts a bezel out there to hold the stone, he's going to mount it on the top of the bridge, that he puts a small hole in the back of it. Some bezels are solid in the back. Have him drill a small, at least about a 10 mil hole in it. In it, so that the energy, it's all 10 mils is not much, you barely see it, but it's enough for the energy to go back through the bigger hole to project it back onto your body, it's a radionic transmitter, it shoots it into your aura field, and it works radionically and homeopathically, so make sure in the back of the bezel is a small hole, and that's fine. We've made those before, they're beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason that we don't put them on all of them is because we like to show off. We use a pretty nice stone normally, a gemstone, and we like to show those off. But and sometimes we use, like the one I was showing tonight, has a triangle-shaped one. But, go ahead and put that in there while he's got it apart.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Where are you calling from?
I'm just north of Montana in the Rocky Mountains here, so...
Oh, it's beautiful up there, just north of Montana and the Rocky Mountains. This time of year, it's got to be drop-dead gorgeous. Are you doing any mining up there at all? There's a lot of precious minerals up there, isn't there?
Well, I would like to, if I have the transportation and the, I guess, special satellite maps that are available, if I could get into the classified documents to make it easier, reduce the time of searching. But you're referring to your phone book. It's nice, but I treasure it. It's the Rays of Truth book here. And what I did, I made two volumes out of it. So,
yeah, a lot of people told me I should have done that.
So it, for me, it was a little more easier studying it and using it. So,
by the way, we're reprinting The Death of Ignorance in this large old form. It's going to be coming out soon, so you might want to in the future watch our website till The Death of Ignorance comes available again. It's going to be at a reduced cost from what we've been selling copies of. It's going to be back in its original form. It's a really cool book.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So you got a few more minutes left, so maybe I'll just say hello to Steve there, and I'll listen to his show next time he's on. So I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
Oh, we love callers.
Absolutely. So I'm just a little grateful here that you can take my call, and I'm just going to enjoy your receptor here. And I do have a projector that I waited for, and a number of years ago. I really treasure it, and it's on its second gemstone change too. So I tuned it in like a real NHR driver, and it's working really good. So just in closing, then, thanks for taking my call, and we'll talk to you in the future.
Yeah, well, look forward to doing more business with you too, and we'll watch for the new book when it comes out.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bell. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you ever been up in northern Montana? That's gorgeous up there.
Is it really?
South of Canada. Are you kidding? And there's gold fields up there, platinum fields, hematite, palladium, my God, rhodium. Everything's up there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be beautiful.
There's mines up there. They call them caches, and they call them vaults.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many minerals up there. They make these big finds, and then they dynamite the mine shut the front so people don't come in. They just, when they need something, they open it up and bring a little out. And it's amazing.
That's amazing.
It's very wealthy up there in minerals. Yeah.
I didn't know that they did that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I talked to you the other day about ordering that device.
I've got to get a... my other guy's not here anymore, so I got a new guy. We'll get started on making that.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible.
Take about a month to build one of those.
Yeah, Fred's got a device. I forget the name of it.
It's called a flamethrower.
It's a flamethrower.
That's the flamethrower. That's the one you want.
Right, and what it does is that I pull a lot of negative energy out of people, and the negative energy leaves the room quite fast. But the flamethrower itself actually does that in different colors. So the one I'm getting is in black.
Yeah, we make them in four different colors if you use four of them. But if you can't afford four of them, then the main dog in this is the black one, because it absorbs all that black energy out of your feet and stuff, you know?
Right. So I'm ordering that, and it should help in the compliance of taking all this negative energy out of people, and then I'll be able to do a little better work with it. So there's something for everybody, and I can't wait to get that, because that'll really, really help, and I'll be able to give a report on that and be able to tell what that really does.
Yeah, we that's the thing. We took up to Dulce, New Mexico, when those grays attacked us that time.
That's incredible.
The Miyazi was there, and I think I've told the story on some of my shows.
That's great.
So what are you going to be doing this next week?
I've got 32 people I'm going to be massaging.
Wow.
This weekend, I met somebody very nice, so I'm going to go out with her this weekend. And
speaking of nice, we went over to Jill's house.
Oh, yeah.
And she would look like to see you in the near future.
Oh, really?
She doesn't have her Firestar, and even though she's got a nice house, it would work a lot better if she had the Firestar. You know, but I guess it's still being repaired or whatever, you know?
Yeah, we changed it over to the... Actually, I think it came down, didn't it?
Yeah, it's down. I don't know where it is now.
Yeah, it's got to be put up towards the ocean. She had it away from the ocean.
Yeah, it's got to be towards the ocean. She also needs to get a set of projectors, too.
Yeah, I'd love to do that for her or whoever can go over there, because the projectors would really help that house.
Yeah, well, she just bought that new gold receptor, so it'll really amplify the whole effect of all
of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when she got that. That was a beautiful necklace.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves that she had it on when I was over there. She had a bunch of local craftsmen and, you know, well-known people, and they were there, you know, and it was all fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty well sure she's got to be feeling a real big difference with that nuclear receptor.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think I'll give her a call one of these days and tell her to pick up a projector to see what it feels like in her house. It should be absolutely incredible because I have one that it's on my desk like you, and I have a client once in a while come in and say, well, let me see what this really feels like. And they'll sit down at the desk and they'll go, whoa! You know, it just blows them away.
Yeah, you know, why don't you give your phone number out in case we had any new listeners tonight? You never know.
Yes. Area code 585-746-8321. That's my cell number, and if anybody has any questions or anything on any of Fred's work, I'm more than happy to help you guys out. Or if you need a healing, please don't hesitate to call me and listen to my show.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It's a lot of fun talking with you, Fred. Always has been. Yep. Hello?
Yeah, we got to go. We're at 6:58.
Okay.
I know everybody can't get enough of our show, but right now, we need to go.
Okay.
So anyhow, we'll be moving down the road. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at bbsradio.com, your number one stop on the computer dial. Until next week, and by the way, tomorrow night we have a great show for you on Station 3. Until next week, adios.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.